It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Joining me on the line is Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Do you have anything left on the agenda after all the withdrawals?
We had a few things to take care of, so it wasn't a lost night, that's for sure.
Okay, tell us about it.
First on the agenda, we had 237 Pembroke LLC, located at 237 Pembroke Road. This is an 830G application, an assisted one with money from the Town's Affordable Housing Trust. 10 units being proposed, 2 will be designated affordable. It's been on a few agendas. The commission sort of last meeting said, I think we need to digest all the facets and come back and probably get ready for a vote at this meeting, which they did. Significant concern, obviously, about the number of trucks needed for the fill that's going to have to come out of the site because it's all ledge. And there was a concerted effort to make sure that all those safety measures, erosion, neighbor safety, safety for houses next door for blasting, it was discussed at length, and the commission ended up voting in favor of the application with modifications. So the next steps would be plans for development with all the nits and nats that the commission asks to be addressed before those permits are issued. As you mentioned, Tony, we had a significant number of postponements. So we rifled along to number 5 on our agenda, 22 Baldwin Farms LLC, located at 22 Baldwin Farms South in the backcountry. It's a 2-acre lot, or 2-acre zone, I should say, 6-acre lot. They were before the commission probably last spring for renovations to the house. Those plans have changed slightly, and they're getting a little more space, and therefore the volume goes up, which needs to go back to the commission for review. So that was approved with modifications. Number 6 was the Satter residence at 414 Round Hill Road, postponed again. We'll be back on the next meeting. Brunswick School campus at the Carmel property at 270 Lake Avenue, more in mid-country or downtown, closer to downtown by the hospital. They were back. Brunswick acquired the property last year. They are looking to use it for their staff and younger students, preschool age and below. There's a lot of buildings there. It's a historic property. It's been noted for its architecture and the age of the buildings. So the commission was just concerned that there was going to be some changes to the factors going into the last decision. The applicant last meeting asked for a site visit. They went out last week, looked at all the property to understand where all the nits and nats are going, the commission got a good sense this time about exactly what the long-term or the near-term plans are for Brunswick. They need to go to ARC for some of the new structures that they're putting on. So we left it open, and they're only back at the next meeting. Next, we had the Jonathan and Karen Schmitz property at 216 and 220 East Putnam Avenue in Coscom. This is the business known as Make Modern. They were approved last year to open up. It's a retail operation that has a lot of classes for younger people, but all ages, for crafting. There were some concerns about drop-off and pick-up just because it's a very heavily trafficked corner in downtown Coscom. So the commission put some parameters on it. The applicant has asked for some of those to be modified slightly, one of them being the use of the front door on the street. It's just been problematic for them to get pedestrian traffic to use the door. They think they can capture a few more people for activities if the front door was open. It also creates a little bit of a hazard because the back door has got several steps to get up to it, and not easy for everybody to get in and out of, especially with strollers or other inconveniences. So the commission approved some slight chin modifications to the operations, allowing them to have some parties in the morning on the weekends, and then being able to use the front door not as their main quote-unquote entrance, but as a secondary option that people can frequent. Then we had 3 discussion items. One was Hodge Rock. This is the Hemlock Castle at 17 Hemlock Drive. They're looking, the property owner there is buying it, looking to do some renovations. There was a, I'm not going to say poorly done, but just that there was a 1990s version of window replacement that was done to the castle. Those need to be replaced, and while they're being replaced, the new property owner is looking to do some updates so that everything is looks better but also works better. And this is an historic overlay property, so it has a deed restriction. It's historic in nature. Obviously, if anyone's driven by it, it's probably the easiest thing to decide. But so they're going to come back to the commission for some of the exterior changes as is necessary for HO properties. The next item is 49 Sherwood Place, J&H Builders. They are looking to renovate a property in the 4th Ward near the hospital. And this is currently a two-unit, two-building structure, or site, I should say. They want to remove a 70s-era garage, do additions to the building, and make it three units with an historic overlay. The building is a contributing structure to the historic district there. Lastly, we talked about a check-cashing business in Byram. It's something that was approved in 2012. Not a defined use as a standalone operation. The attorney for the project there was wondering if the commission had any interest in interpreting it otherwise, or if they would have to seek some other remedies like a language change to the regulations. So there was a lot of discussion about what steps to take. The applicant is going to go back and work with staff about some options and come back to the commission on a later date. So that was our meeting.
All right, and so we'll talk a couple of the postponements. One was, of course, Central Middle School. Any indication of when they might be back before you?
I don't. They have not indicated that. They have indicated they don't want to go to the next meeting. They're trying to get some ducks in a row, I guess, with their presentations and whatnot. So it will not be on the 21st, which is a Wednesday, our next meeting. Likely be a meeting in early March.
All right, and the other was Greenwich Country Day School. Anything on when they're coming up?
They want to be on the next meeting. Mm-hmm. So they took a pause to, I think there was some neighbor conversations that were going on, and they wanted to be responsive to all those interested. So they'll be back on the 21st.
Okay, what else on that agenda can you enlighten us about?
Biggest one obviously is Country Day's renovation at the high school campus. We also intend to have 2527 Oak Ridge Street, another 830G application, some of the other, I already talked about 270 Lake Ave will be back. Those are the big attractions.
All right, fantastic. Good job, Pat. Always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time, and we'll talk after the next meeting.
I appreciate it, Tony. Have a good day.
You too. That is Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRue.